Hello, this is Mikaela Thurman with the League of Women Voters of Portland, and you're watching the Video Voters Guide or listening to our podcast. We're here today to talk with a candidate running in the May 21st, 2024 primary election. We're grateful for the support of the Carol and Velma Saleen Foundation, the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund, the Weiss Foundation, and our media partner, Metro East Community Media. With me is Mary Lou Henrich, running for State House District 46, which covers Southeast Portland, including the Jade District. Welcome, Mary Lou.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for being here. If you can start by telling us a little bit about yourself and why you're running for this office.
Sure. I'm Mary Lou Henrich, as she has told you, and I am a lifelong public health professional and nurse. I have worked in many settings to improve the lives of communities, individuals, and families. Much of my work has been focused on upstream issues and community-wide issues. However, in the last few years, I've become more involved in health care and how inequitable, unaffordable, and just kind of out of control it is. So I've been on the board of an organization called Health Care for All Oregon that is working to have a universal health care system in Oregon that is affordable, less chaotic and accessible and equitable for everyone. So there is a new governance board that was established by the legislature, Senate Bill 1089, and it started work do its work this week actually, and will be coming up with a plan by the end of 2026. So the 2027 legislature will be dealing with the issues. So happens that our current legislator in House District 46 is running for the Senate, and so that leaves her seat open. So it seemed like if I was going to try to get to the inside to do advocacy, this was the time to do it.
Great. Thank you for that introduction. So, next question, what changes, if any, would you support in the state legislature to address issues of climate change?
Well, that could take us all day. Climate change is the kind of overriding issue of our time. And I have three grandchildren that and many other people's children and grandchildren and future generations depends on us really getting it right. I think that one of the ones, transportation and the emissions is really the number one issue that is affecting our climate in the negative way. So I would say one thing that we need to do is to continue and grow the rebates for electric vehicles to make them accessible not only to people who have the means to purchase them, but to low-income people too, because we know the issues of environmental justice that low-income people are live in communities that are more negatively affected by our environment and the climate change. So I would definitely not want us to be running out of money like we did this last year and to have that. I also think that we need to be our climate protection plan. A lot of good work has been begun, and I am very lucky to live in the district I do and have Representative Con Pham, who has been a leader and recognized for her leadership on this area, as well as Senator Michael Dembrough. So I think that without going into it and not having time for the other questions, I think I would just say that we will continue the course and that when Representative Pham is Senator Pham, and I hopefully will be working with her and Representative Thuy Tran, that we will be a good team working to move things forward.
Thank you for that response. For those tuning in, a reminder, we're listening to the Video Voters Guide interview and podcast of Mary Lou Henrich, who's running for State House District 46. And continuing with the next question, would you support or oppose the creation of a Citizens Independent Redistricting Commission to redraw state and congressional election districts? And please explain your answer.
Okay, I don't think that I would be on either end of this debate. I think that it's how it's been has worked fairly well. So I'm not a big agitator to have a citizens commission, but I also wouldn't oppose it. I think that it works well in some other states. But for example, the Democrats holding the majority right now, when this last redistricting happened, my own senator, Senator Dembro, was redistricted out of his district. And so the fact is that I just don't think it's broken. So I'm one that is not for trying to fix something unless it really is broken.
Thank you. And the next question, would you support lowering the legislature's quorum requirement to 50% of its members? Why or why not?
Absolutely. I think this is critical that Oregon is one of very few states with this supermajority requirement for quorum. And as we've seen in the past several years, it has absolutely side-railed very important work that needed to be done, and just is wrong the way it is. And so I would work very hard with the group to change this.
Thank you. And what, if any, changes to the legislature's campaign finance law passed earlier this year, House Bill 4024, would you support and why?
I think 4024 is a good first step. I wish it were happening a bit more quickly. But I kind of am one, I'm a progressive because I don't want to see things going backwards. But I am really more of a centrist in terms of let's take a look and not swing from one way to the other too quickly. Let's see how it works. And as it's rolled out and gets implemented, I think then it will be more clear exactly what tweaking might need to be done. I think it's a good first step.
Great. Thank you, Mary Lou. This concludes our video voters guide and podcast interview of Mary Lou Henrich running for State House District 46. A reminder that Election Day is Tuesday, May 21st, and ballots will be mailed beginning May 1st. Be sure to inform yourself about the candidates and exercise your right to vote. Thank you for your interest.
Brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Thanks to the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the Weiss Foundation, the Sarah Frewing Fund, and the League of Women Voters of Portland members for their generous support. Thanks also to the volunteers who made this program possible. Thank you for listening. Copyright 2024 by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Produced in cooperation with Metro East Community Media. Licensed through Creative Commons.